Manu Patra alerts dated the 20th of February 2018. Supreme Court has held that state decision to run primary schools which were decided to be closed by their respective management was in public interest and in the interest of education, and the High Court has rightly refused to interfere with the decision of the state. Government has amended Companies, Audit and Auditors, Rules, 2014, wherein forms ADT 1, which provides for notice to ROC by the company for appointment of auditor, and ADT 2, which deals with application for removal of the auditors from their office before the expiry of the term, were substituted. Supreme Court has said that it will factually see whether the Maharashtra government complied with rules of CRPC that deals with inquest proceedings to determine the cause of death of CBI Judge BH Lawyer. Supreme Court, while holding a 63-year-old woman guilty of contempt for repeatedly disobeying the orders of the court against raising construction over a disputed plot of land despite giving an undertaking and not even bothering to tender an apology, has sentenced her to 3-month imprisonment. Supreme Court has asked the center to apprise it about the total allocation of Hajj quota seats and the vacancies, if any, on a plea of the Kerala Hajj Committee alleging that the policy to grant state-wise quota for Hajj pilgrims was discriminatory. Delhi High Court has told the Indian Railways to stop giving contaminated water to passengers as their health is important. Delhi High Court has barred brother Malvinder and Shivinder Singh, former controlling shareholders of Ranbaxy Laboratories Limited, from selling or mortgaging their assets. Delhi High Court, while taking serious note of the inaction of centre in filling up vacancies in the National Commission for Protection of Child Rights, NCPCR, has directed it to fill up the vacant posts within 90 days. Delhi High Court, concerned over lack of fitness tests of drivers in Delhi Transport Corporation, DTC, from induction till the age of 55 years, has directed the authority to lay down norms for regular medical examination as passenger safety depended on their fitness. Bombay High Court has said that rooftop policy passed by the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation, BMC, needs to be reconsidered and should be put into implementation only after the proposed commercial area of the rooftop has been screened and cleared by the experts. Bombay High Court has deemed a girl to be mature and adult on the grounds that she had not informed her mother about her nearly 1-year-long relationship. Kerala High Court has cancelled the appointment of Dr. Babu Sebastian as Mahatma Gandhi University's Vice Chancellor on grounds of inadequate qualifications, 4 years after his appointment. Raipur Bench of Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, has proclaimed that capital gain arising out of sale of agricultural land under compulsory acquisition is entitled for tax exemption under the Income Tax Act. Kolkata Bench of Income Tax Appellate Tribunal has held that sales tax subsidy is capital receipt and it is not taxable. National Green Tribunal has directed all states and union territories to submit an action plan on the usage of fly ash that is generated from thermal power plants. National Green Tribunal has junked a plea seeking demolition of a building for Hajj pilgrims in Ghaziabad in Uttar Pradesh, noting that the structure does not fall on the floodplains of River Hindon.